How can fans of the BBC hit crime drama Sherlock get through a year without their fix? That is no longer a mystery. New episodes don't arrive until the end of 2015, but today the BBC releases a new deluxe box set containing all three seasons of Sherlock with outtakes, interviews, even mini busts of the two leading men, so you can feel like you're talking to actor Benedict Cumberbatch. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans actually did.
When I sat down with Benedict Cumberbatch to talk about Sherlock, the first thing on his mind wasn't exactly the show.
God, I'm really worried about those Sherlock fans because they have been here probably for a while.
A small but enthusiastic group had gathered outside the hotel where we were meeting, and Cumberbatch wanted to make sure his assistants reached out to them.
You could see them.
But are they still there? Or do they know that I'm going to go and say, all right, okay, all right. Okay, all right.
This attention to fans seems a natural reflex for Cumberbatch, but it's also a key to the show's success. Producers have earned a massive audience by shaping Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Holmes into a compelling character for modern viewers. Sherlock's last season gave hungry fans more information than ever about the mysterious detective's history, details Cumberbatch recites like one of Sherlock's famous speeches filled with deductions.
You find out about Sherlock's background, you find out that he comes from a truly stable home. It was a gesture in the first episode, but you see that in practice in the third. You see that as a boy he was deeply insecure, and that comes back to haunt him, and he feels like a child.
Cumberbatch suspected these storylines came from early conversations with one of the show's producers, Stephen Moffat.
I mean, immediately as an actor, I wanted to hook. I wanted to understand who he was, what his parents were. I mean, these were questions I asked him. These were background questions I wanted to understand. You know, he was just talking about, can't this guy just be good at what he does? And he's your age and he looks like you and he's doing his thing. And I went, no, there's a process I've got to go through here, Stephen. I've got to understand how I became this person.
One other thing Cumberbatch insisted on was creating a weakness for Sherlock, his inability to connect with people. Another idea Moffat resisted.
And he said, but can't he just be really good? Can't he just, you know, just be good at it? Why does he have to have a flaw or an Achilles heel? Because I said, you know, where's his weakness? I said, because no human being doesn't, and he is a human being. And however much he tries to convince himself that he's not, he is.
Cumberbatch says those early conversations flowered into the show's third season, featuring a look at Sherlock's parents, played by the star's real mother and father, and his unique personality, revealed in a climactic scene with the last episode's villain that ends with a gunshot.
I'll do your research. I'm not a hero. I'm a high-functioning sociopath. Merry Christmas!
All he's resorting to at the end is violence. It's the weakest thing to do. So for me, I think that exposes more about Sherlock.
The new box set offers even more material for fans, including an interview where Moffat explains Sherlock Holmes' endless appeal.
He's got the one explainable superpower that's out there, and he deduces things. He actually goes to the trouble to explain it. Now, Superman never tells you how he flies, but Sherlock Holmes tells you how the trick is done.
The trick for producers of Sherlock will be using events like this new box set to keep fans excited until a new episode appears, more than a year from now. Eric Deggans, NPR News.